89.3 The Current. It is the morning show, and it is Thursday morning. So that means it's time for the Arts and Culture Roundup with Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News. She keeps us up to date with what's going on in the arts and culture world around the Twin Cities. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
All right, what do you have for us this weekend?
Well, you know, I've got some dark stuff and I've got some light stuff here.
Okay.
You know, we'll start with the dark and work our way towards the light.
Okay.
And I would probably not have picked this show to talk about on the air because, you know, as like a weekend fun recommendation because it involves a child molester. But The Woodsman, this theater show, has been getting rave reviews for work dealing with a very complex topic. So when, you know, talking about a convicted child molester who serves his 12 years and he comes back into a town and he wants to beat this thing. He wants to be a better person. And then he's dealing with the prejudice and suspicions of people around him.
Sure.
And so it's just a really complex sort of mind piece. And it's been getting great reviews. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to talk about it. So
yeah, it's, and you know what? It's something like that, a subject that is so emotional, and it's a difficult one to have a conversation with people about. And so if you can see it kind of lay out on the stage before
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's last weekend is this weekend, so it runs to the 22nd, and it's at Nimbus Theater. All right. Moving in towards the light.
Now we're crawling out of the dark a little bit. Okay.
Now we're in purgatory.
Okay.
So There Are Other Worlds is this show at Intermedia Arts that runs tonight through Saturday night with a matinee also on Saturday. And okay, first off, aerialists, that's all I need to know whenever I hear a show that has aerialists. I'm like, oh, I'm there. I love that.
I've been to a couple shows in the last few years. I think at a New Standards holiday show,
yeah,
they had aerialists, and the band Devotchka had aerialists at First Avenue.
Aerialists are hot, man.
And it's just, I'm amazed, and I can't focus on anything but the aerialist.
Does it just mean acrobats in the air?
Well, it's when you have like that stream of cloth coming down and they're like wrapping themselves around it and going up and down.
Oh.
And yeah, it's just beautiful. Anyway, so this show is actually about a woman in prison. And she's a African-American woman who is a political activist, and she's like a yogi. She's really into her yoga practice. And she had a crime of passion. And so she's in prison serving her time, but she has two teenage daughters outside, and she's trying to rebuild her relationship with these two girls while in prison, and the struggle that she faces doing that. And so these characters, I mean, aerialists, inject aerialists into that story.
Is it aerialists telling the story? I mean, how do the two things go together?
I think it's just incorporated
throughout the show.
So,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, and it also involves hip hop and jazz music and aerial arts and yeah, just really cool.
All right. So and that's Intermedia Arts?
That's at Intermedia
All right.
Arts. Yep. And that's called There Are Other Worlds.
All right.
All right. Now moving into Cream Puff Land.
All right. That's how we'll end today.
This is consider you've reached Valhalla, and now you're going to watch some just ridiculous, funny comedy. Boeing is this 1960s farce that's been getting great reviews. And at Boeing after the airline. But of course, you say...
Because I'm thinking...
Boing, boing.
I'm thinking boing, boing,
yes.
Boing.
Exactly. And I think that's kind of what's meant to happen because it's the story of this guy who he's like, yeah, I'm out with the ladies. And he's got Italian, German, and American fiancés, not just girlfriends, fiancés, but they're all stewardesses. So he like keeps them rotating. He says, you know, he says, I've got one up, one down, and one pending.
So, right.
So at any rate, he gets into trouble because obviously, as
well,
always
he
happens,
has to.
Yeah, yeah, they all show up at his Paris apartment at the same time. So chaos, comedy ensues. So at any rate, strong cast, strong director. Funny topic, great reviews, great opportunity to just belly laugh for silly reasons. Nothing meaningful that I can see to be had other than
just enjoying yourself.
Have a good time.
All right. And where was this one again?
This one is at oh gosh, I believe it's the Minneapolis Theater Garage, on corner of Franklin and Lindale. And again, it's called Boeing.
We're not Boeing on a violin or a boing, but we're talking about the airline. All right. Well, everything that Marianne has talked about, we're going to have links up at thecurrent.org. And thank you, Marianne.
Always a pleasure.
Marianne Combs stops by The Current's Morning Show Thursday mornings to tell us what's going on in the world of arts and culture. And there she is. She's walking away.